Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The Biden administration is wrestling with the escalating debate over vaccine mandates. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the question is looming larger as the administration struggles to get ahead of the Delta variant.
President Biden has been pushing for ways to increase vaccination rates when many Americans continue to resist. But he has stopped short of issuing a federal mandate, which critics complain is a violation of individual liberties. Biden said this week he wasn't sure if he could even order a nationwide mandate, but he is looking into one for the military and directed the Pentagon to look into adding COVID-19 to the list of mandatory vaccinations for active duty troops. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky had to clarify that there will be no nationwide mandate after saying in an earlier interview that they were looking into more federal restrictions. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's largest utility company is under scrutiny again for wildfires in California. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports Pacific Gas and Electric says its power line equipment may have ignited the Dixie Fire, now burning more than 375 square miles northeast of San Francisco.
Also this week, Shasta County's DA said her office had determined that PG&E was criminally liable for last year's Zog fire and would likely file charges in coming weeks. That blaze, started by a tree hitting the company's electrical lines, killed four and destroyed more than 200 homes. In a statement, the company said it disagreed with the prosecutor's determination. These are just the latest legal actions to try to hold PG&E accountable for its long-neglected and aging electrical grid. PG&E's culpability for a series of deadly wildfires pushed the company into a bankruptcy reorganization 2 years ago. The company still owes billions to wildfire victims and faces other civil and criminal actions. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, San Francisco.
The Afghan military says it's pushed back Taliban militants from the capital of southern Helmand province. The BBC's Sagunder Kermani reports Lashkargah is the second provincial capital the Taliban has tried to enter in recent days.
In Lashkargah, the commander of Afghan forces said the militants had suffered significant casualties. Local sources told the BBC the Taliban had yesterday advanced close to the governor's office, but were then forced further back. In the western city of Herat, the militants took control of the area around the airport before the Afghan army, aided by militia forces and American airstrikes, helped recapture the district. A guard outside a UN compound near the airport was killed in what the UN described as a deliberate attack, rejecting Taliban claims the incident occurred during crossfire.
The BBC's Sagunder Kermani. This is NPR. The U.S. Navy is escorting an oil tanker that came under attack off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea Thursday. Two crew members were killed. The Fifth Fleet's explosive experts conclude the tanker was targeted by a drone strike. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. The UN says some of the world's biggest greenhouse gas emitters have missed the deadline for submitting climate pledges ahead of a global conference in November. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the nations had until yesterday, July 30th, to present their plans.
Only 110 countries of the nearly 200 that have signed the 2015 Paris Climate Accord have submitted their pledges. Notable holdouts include China, the world's largest emitter of CO2, India, Saudi Arabia, and South Korea. The United States and European Union, the second and third largest emitters, have promised greater and faster reductions of CO2 emissions. Most of the countries that have submitted their climate plans to the UN include small island states and developing countries. The Paris Agreement aims to limit temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Gymnast Simone Biles has pulled out of tomorrow's Olympic events in the vault and uneven bars. It hasn't yet been determined whether she'll compete in the floor and balance beam finals next week. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.